Good for you.
How's it going?
Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Attest yourself to that biblical gospel.
I will.
You got to come out of the world and the churches. The churches are lying. They're a big business. Yeah. They're keeping the traditions of men. Jesus said, if you're my sheep, they hear his voice, they follow him. And when you follow Jesus' voice, I don't mean the literal voice. It's talking about the word of God, the Bible. Do you know what you come out of? The culture, which is Satan's kingdom. And you come out of the church systems. And the word of God goes deep in you and you conform to it. And you have the hope of eternal life. But if you live like the world and the churches, wrath is coming for us.
Well, thanks for being down here.
No problem, sir. Check out our website. Our email's on there if I could help you in the truth.
Hey, I'm a sinner. Can I have a card?
Do you want to repent of your sin?
Maybe. I'll read your card and think about it.
Are you interested in a path to eternal life?
Well, I'd like a card. And I'll read it. Thank you, sir.
You don't have to be a sinner. Christ died. You can come out.
For our sins.
The Holy Spirit can help you overcome any sin. What sin can't the Holy Spirit?
John 3:16.
Yeah, but not just believing won't save you, sir. You got to turn and repent. Jesus' first ministry words were repent and lest you perish. Lest you perish. If you live like the world, you're set for the wrath of God, sir. Loving our neighbor today, helping them to the truth of God out of all the lies of the culture and man-made religion.
And when I say that first man that came up,
yeah.
He came up and I wasn't sure about him. He said, what does the Bible say 365 times? And I said, I'm sorry, sir. The Bible said many things. I said, are you asking me that or are you coming over to tell me something? He goes, well, I'm asking you. I said, well, tell you what, there's more important things than numbers. I said, you know, the most important thing that Jesus said in his first words in his ministry, I said, repent. That's more important than what you're thinking about, talking about. And he goes, well, yeah, that's true. And then I walked him through the gospel and you came over. So,
did he give you what the 365 was?
No, I didn't really.
There's a whole bunch
that.
Of things that could be.
Oh, I know. And I thought maybe he was kind of being a little bit of a joker, but he wasn't.
Nice.
I wonder if maybe he misunderstood something you said, because I heard you saying over so many times in the Bible, I think you said perfect over 20 times.
Yeah.
He might have heard something, misunderstood it, and might have been asking me.
Okay.
So I thought maybe he was maybe joking or mocking, but he turned out to be not. He seemed to be,
nice.
He seemed to listen. So
awesome.
That was
good job, Sister.
I wanted to say that's what went on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we get all kinds of encounters like that. And today, I had one man swear at me. Other than that, no mockers. No police. This is awesome. And a whole bunch of good conversations and lots of gospels going out. I don't know about, what would you say?
Yeah, pretty good for me. I've had some mini conversations and a few, one really good one that was awesome. Yeah.
A couple of them, actually.
I guess now that I think about it, it's easier to forget them, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to go forth and do, is to tell the truth and call people out of the world and call people to the goodness of God and avoid the wrath of God that's coming. There's only good and evil, light and dark. Which one are you in? Are you in Christ's kingdom or are you in the kingdom of Satan?
Here, test yourself.
Test yourself to the word of God. There's a narrow path. This is the broad road to destruction, the culture. The churches are lying to you. Open the Bible and tell the truth. Look, we're just standing here, more and more people.
They were reading the sign.
Just keep coming by. So, yeah, praise God. There is life in Jesus Christ and life alone, telling our neighbors the good news. Good job, Sister Drummond.
Thank you.